You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The team you think is going to take a major step forward from where they were last year, a non-playoff team becoming a playoff team, and the opposite of that, the team that was in the postseason last year that you think declines and is not in the postseason. We had Bill Barnwell on the show last hour. Bill's always great. He did two different stories and gave the teams that he thought had the best chances of improving and the chances of declining. Now that it wasn't playoff to, you know, non-playoff to playoff season or playoff season to non-playoff season, he had the Giants listed number one in terms of the team that he expects to improve significantly. They were 3-14, so they could improve significantly and not make the postseason. I want to hear the team that you've got and that you might even place a futures bet on that is not expected to be good, that you are convinced will be good and will end up in the postseason, and then the opposite of that, the team that most are thinking will be good that you don't think will be good. For me, the 49ers are the easy pick. They were 6-11 last year, all because of injury. If they're healthy, they certainly should win more games than they lose and be in the postseason. I was I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to play the Giants over. And I better play it soon because there seems to be some momentum building on the Giants over 6.5 wins this year. I've lost on them in some of these futures bets in recent years. And then I think Minnesota's the team that was in the playoffs last year that goes backwards. For Max, New England's his surprise team. And then your team going backwards is the Rams, 301-230-0980. There's one team I'm expecting to hear a bunch of, especially in this town. I'm not talking about our team. I'm talking about the other team that, you know, is a favorite in a lot of cities. Let's go to Andy in Kent Island. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I never get to call because I'm always at work, but I do listen to your podcast all the time. Appreciate it. The team The team that I have making it this year that did not last year is the Chicago Bears. Three reasons. I think the acquisition of Swift and actually Zaccheaus is going to be very helpful, and especially their new head coach I think is going to bring a different dynamic to that organization and his play calling. The team that I don't think is going to make it might be a surprise, and I kind of hope you're wrong with your Vikings pick, but I think it's going to be the Green Bay Packers. The reason being is that their schedule last year, if you recognize, they played so many bottom dwellers of their actual conferences that I felt like their record didn't truly indicate what their talent base is. Yes, Love is a great quarterback, don't get me wrong, but I just think that they're not going to have it in their cards this year. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
Yeah, the Green Bay thing is interesting. You know, Matt LaFleur has been a very successful head coach and is very highly respected among coaches in the league. I forget, you know, what their season was last year, and I'm pulling it up right now. You know, they lost some cliffhangers, man. Their losses were by 5 points to Philly in Brazil, 2 points, a game they led most of the way against Minnesota. They lost by 10 at home against Detroit. They got dominated in that game. They lost by 3 at Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. No, that wasn't Thanksgiving. That was a week after Thanksgiving. Lost by 2 at Minnesota, 2 against Chicago. Wow. I mean, the average loss was basically, if you take the 10-point, the one double-digit loss out of there, their average loss was by 2.8 points per game. They also won a lot of close games. That tends to be the league. I don't know, man. I thought that they had a really good season, and I didn't think Love played anywhere near his capability. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis. Robert, go ahead.
All right, Kevin, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm actually looking at the NFC East, and I'm leaning where you are with the Giants. Either the Giants or the Cowboys are going to replace the Commanders as a wild card team out of that division.
So you have Washington out.
I got Washington out. Both of those teams, put aside their head coaching question marks and the quarterback, they got playmakers on both sides of the ball, both the Cowboys and the Giants do.
I agree.
Other than Jaden Daniels, I don't see any elite playmakers on your roster.
Yeah.
They got some good players, but I don't see anyone.
Other than John Wilkes Booth, really, how was the play, Mr. and Mrs. Lincoln? I mean, when you say other than Jaden Daniels, like, try to say that about your team. Other than Lamar Jackson or other than Patrick Mahomes would be a better example in recent years. I mean, come on. They have the most. They have elite level at the most important position that is the number one predictor other than health about an NFL season.
All right, well, I really like Jaden Daniels. I haven't elevated him to the position that you have.
I know you have.
But he needs support just as my guy does, and he does have support. Derrick Henry is a good support. Andrews, good support at tight end. Zay Flowers. They got playmakers on both, and Roquan Smith on defense. They got a superior defensive backfield this year. They got a lot of other things going.
Who did they add?
Now,
did they add Jaire? They added Alexander, right?
Yes, Jaire
Alexander.
But anyhow, they just have a lot of talent spread around.
Yeah, they do. They always do.
You know, I'm not trying to be critical of your team. I'm being objective that they have a lot of somewhat aging guys as plug-ins for a year or two. Frankie's a good player, you know, but you got some question marks in that defensive backfield. You just got a lot of question marks. And I just think the Giants and the Cowboys are more talented, I guess is what I'm saying.
Now, I think that their rosters may be overall slightly better. But, Robert, you know, I can't be objective, but I can try my best to be. I don't think I look around the league that I would ever pick a team with what I viewed as an elite-level quarterback to decline, unless that team won 15 or 16 games and I was just picking them to win 11. Like that's my issue. I don't think I've ever looked at a team that had one of the top quarterbacks in the game and said, yeah, that's the team that's not going to make the postseason this year after making it last year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It would be hard for me to do that, so I'm not going to do it with my own team.
All right, I put a fin on the Commanders under 9.5. Where's Kevin putting his money on that line?
I'll have my over. I've already made one wager, and it's the team I'm going to mention here shortly. But they were a playoff team last year, but I have a feeling they're going to be much better. And by the way, that team's in your division.
I always bet the Ravens under as sort of a sweetheart bet, so I get something out of it.
It's called the happiness hedge. Yeah.
That's what we call
that the happiness hedge in the business, where you're okay to lose if the team that you bet against is your favorite team and they end up winning the game. I've done that with Washington, with the smell test, many Fridays coming in here and giving out the opposite team. The best is when you give out the opposite team plus points and they cover, but your team also wins. That is,
by the way, on your smell test, why don't you just go, betting everywhere now, instead of saying win units or loss, just how many, you've been betting.
You want me to tell everybody how much I bet on a game?
No. Just on your smell test, a hypothetical 100 for a win, 110 for a loss. But you've also been. Why do you recommend buying half point? That's a come on by the sports books.
If it no, wasn't it's not. A winner, not on key numbers. Not, not on key numbers. Major money saver over time. On 2.5s, 3.5s, 6.5s, 7.5s.
I understand the theory, but they wouldn't offer it. They wouldn't offer. And that's a -120 on those losses.
It's not always -120. I've paid many times less than -120 on a half point.
Really?
But it usually is.
I've always thought,
it usually is.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well,
Robert.
I'm going to keep a calculation on you this year.
Well, I keep the calculation. It's all, basically what you have to do if you consider a straight bet on every single game is you got to hit it 52.6%. And I think I've done that 14 out of 18 years.
Not if you're buying half points
on games
and you're losing them, though.
The half point buy, first of all, I would guarantee you I've ended up either pushing or winning more games than losing. Secondly, you're talking about maybe 0.5% of all the games I've given out. Not even 0.5%.
All right.
But if you want to go do that math and shave it down to – or shave it up to 52.9% that I needed to hit, it would still be – It would still be
all right.
14 out of 18. Well, thanks.
When do you start that? Are you starting that this
Friday? But I can tell you, I've already looked at the board for Saturday, and there isn't anything that I really like. So more likely than not, the first one will be a week from Friday or a week from Thursday when
Good
we
luck.
Go into Thursday night college games. All right, I got to run. Thanks, Robert. Giants up, Washington down. Or he actually said Giants or Cowboys up, Washington down. Aiden from Hagerstown. Aiden, go ahead. Give me the NFL team that you're predicting to have a surprise season from non-playoffs last year to playoffs this year, and the team that made the playoffs last year that won't make it this year. Go ahead, Aiden.
Hey, Kevin, you got me?
I got you, Aiden.
Team I think didn't make it that is going to make it. I'm on the Patriots. They didn't start Drake May till I think week six last year.
Took
him a while to get his feet under him, but when he what was that?
Is that how long it took? I thought it was earlier than that. Yeah, I'm not.
I checked, and it said week six.
Okay.
Took him a while to get his feet under him, but when he did, yeah. I really liked how he played. I think if they start him from week one, he gets going a little earlier, and maybe they find five or six games instead of three. I look for him, especially with Vabro in the room now, to really take a step forward.
Sure.
And then, like lifelong Washington fan here, I hate to be this guy, but I'm thinking Washington doesn't make it. It's a little interesting. I think the offense is actually going to take a step forward, not a big step, but I think they're going to be even a little better. But just a few names to throw out, an older Russell Wilson, Cooper Rush, Caleb Williams, who didn't look good, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah,
those are the quarterbacks we were playing last year.
We know.
That
we know the list.
The defense could barely find a way to even kind of hold on so Jaden could drag him to the end.
Yep.
We're not playing that list of quarterbacks.
By the way, it's Trey Lance.
So you're,
also Jake Hayner.
We're going to go from asking Jaden to drag the defense to a win, needing to score 28 or 30, to some of these top-level quarterbacks are going to could potentially throw 35 or 40 on our defense and not really try that hard, it seems
yeah.
like. And if that happens, asking Jaden to overcome that, I think there's games he will absolutely do it. He'll pull some magic tricks out. Asking him to do it for an entire season is crazy to ask of anybody, let alone a second-year guy. I don't see a way the defense could have stepped forward that much that when they play these next-level quarterbacks to be able to even help try and win some of these games.
Aiden, good call. You actually made me think about something as it relates to Jaden and the possibility of kind of a small step back season for the team that I am going to address when we come back from break. If you're on hold, Athan, Stan, Paulie, Joe, we've got a line open if you want to weigh in. The team you think takes a big step forward from non-playoff season to playoff season, and the team that takes the big step backwards from playoff season to non-playoff season. 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Mm-hmm.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.